how the American people get their information, what the structure of ownership is of enormous interest to all of us because it is the foundation of our democracy.
Get your Morning Star, read all about it, morning paper.
Apparently our democracy is yet again in peril. This country, according to one concerned academic, is in the midst of a crisis that could leave a dramatically diminished version of democracy in its wake. So what's causing this looming crisis? What's this disaster that we must do everything in our power to avert?
With the proliferation of news on the internet, Americans aren't supporting their local newspapers. Circulation and ad revenues are way down, while internet readership, where the news is likely to be free and up to the minute, is way up. Technology has changed the game. But for those who see a connection between American democracy and the demise of the newspaper business, it's time to get the government involved to save the industry. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin recently introduced the Newspaper Revitalization Act that would provide news organizations a variety of tax breaks and allow them to operate as nonprofits.
The Newspaper Revitalization Act offers an opportunity to save our local papers.
On one point, Senator Cardin is right. In the past 6 months alone, the average daily circulation of U.S. newspapers declined 7%. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the New York Sun, the Baltimore Examiner all have closed their doors, while the New York Times, Boston Globe, and Los Angeles Times are barely clinging to life. Cardin is hardly alone in Congress. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry warns of the serious consequences for our democracy if his hometown newspaper, the Boston Globe, goes belly up. And these politicians are readily joined by a Cassandra chorus of lefty media critics.
Have proposed a bold solution, a government intervention to save American journalism.
And that means we're going to have to turn to enlightened policymaking, direct and indirect government subsidies to give us the resources to do journalism.
That's Robert McChesney, co-founder of the activist group Free Press and leading advocate of government intervention into the news business. We asked Free Press senior program director Craig Aaron what role he sees for the government in propping up the newspaper industry.
What we need and where we think there's a role for the government to take an interest here is because we're talking about a public good. You know, people need news and information to hold their government and corporate leaders accountable. So when we look at what should the government do to answer that, I think what they need to do is they need to look at policies that are going to encourage if these companies go bankrupt, if they collapse, if they're selling off, how are we going to encourage those papers to be put in the hands of local communities?
Ironically, just a few years ago, the founders of Free Press had a rather different take on the news industry they now want to preserve.
In 2005, the same authors were lecturing about how newspapers were destroying democracy. Well, they can't have it both ways. Either newspapers are vital to democracy or they're undermining democracy.
Jack Schaefer, media critic for the online magazine Slate, takes a more sanguine view of the current situation.
The news is incredibly alive, crackling and popping. More people are participating in making news, creating news, reporting news than ever before.
Nor is it, Schaefer thinks, the media's job to act as a guardian of democracy.
It's not our business to make sure that, I guess, to promote voting, or it's not necessarily in our purview to promote good government or to promote clean elections. Those are sort of the roles, I think, of political actors. You know, what we do is report, we observe, and we compete. There are a variety of ways to slice the news sausage.
Despite this proliferation of online media outlets, the rise of investigative blogging, and the huge variety of both print and internet news sources, Aaron thinks Washington needs to create a massive public works program to train journalists, something akin to FDR's New Deal Federal Writers Project.
We've got a lot of talented, experienced reporters. I think we should look at, are there sensible ways to keep them on the beat? Maybe a short-term fund. Maybe it's job retraining. Maybe it's investing in young people, sort of an AmeriCorps for journalism.
Beyond the question of how much these bailouts will cost taxpayers, it's difficult to imagine reporters subsidized by the government maintaining their journalistic independence, that hallmark of the American press. And beyond that, would such a bailout even be successful? In France, which subsidized its newspaper industry for decades, the piles of taxpayer cash hasn't stopped the exodus of readers. Despite these subsidies, President Nicolas Sarkozy recently offered up another $800 million to bail out an industry that has refused to adapt, an industry that finds it nearly impossible because of deeply entrenched labor unions to rid itself of ineffective employees. In fact, the French government is now providing free newspaper subscriptions to 18-year-olds to boost circulation.
Read all about it.
Just imagine this level of government involvement in the United States. What would Nichols and McChesney, both of whom have written scathing denunciations of the media's behavior in the run-up to the Iraq War, have said if this very same journalist wrote the very same stories in 2002, but were reliant upon the Bush administration for their survival?
I'm suffering a kind of intellectual whiplash that now all of a sudden left-wingers who despised the press and the corporate media for so long all of a sudden now think that, oh, there's something there to redeem and to save and protect.
Washington can give them tax breaks, generous subsidies, or, as has been the case with the auto industry, take an ownership stake in newspapers by bailing them out with cash. But none of this changes the fact that the web has creatively destroyed old models of both reporting and transmitting the news.
So, we can keep printing an unprofitable, uninteresting, and increasingly unread physical newspaper with any combination of government subsidies. But as the French found, we can't force people to read them unless we give them all free subscriptions. For Reason TV, I'm Michael Moynihan.